Welcome to Newspox. It's Monday the 4th of December. This is our first show in December, and we're having mince pies and tea.
I'll tell you what would be good with this. What? Some lovely cream, clotted cream. Can we get some?
No. French woman would have, she probably would have clotted cream.
She would. She'd freaking gorge herself on it.
So there's a lot to get through today. We've not done a podcast for a while, and lots of stuff happened at the weekend. The McDonald brothers were kicked out of Strictly Come Dancing. No, they weren't. They kicked out of X Factor. Yeah. Carol Smiley was kicked out of Strictly Come Dancing. Yeah, I didn't see any of them, but I read it in the paper today. Matt Willis from Off of Busted won Celebrity in
He's
the Jungle.
He's the king of the jungle.
He's the king of the jungle. I'm very pleased about that because I wanted him to win, or Miley. Didn't want Jason to win. So it's an excellent result as far as I'm concerned.
I noticed that Matt's got a new album out, a solo album.
Well, he's had a couple of solo singles, of which I have one. Susan sent to me, it was a demo copy. And they both flopped, not listened to it. They both, maybe he has one single, anyway, not done very well, so I think he's pretty much, my career's over, everyone hates me, and I think that's why he's very surprised that,
Well, I was surprised, to be honest, that he won, because...
Did you see it on Friday?
Yeah.
Did you not think that he doing that trial was brilliant, though? Because he had by far the worst trial. Well, Jason's was pretty bad. Miley's was easy. It was just like, sing some karaoke when some bugs fall on you. Relatively easy. I think him eating a kangaroo's anus and going and making loads of jokes about it, about how it had hair on it and it, someone had pooed out of it. He was genius. And it... as Penny pointed out, who pretends that she doesn't like Celebrity, get me out of here. When Paul Burrell did the same trial, he was pulling his shirt off and almost being sick everywhere and going mental, and Matt was very calm and just dealt with it and was quite funny. I think that's what won it for him, that last trial.
Maybe.
Is any more to say on that?
No.
How are you enjoying your pie?
I'm glad Dean Gaffney didn't win.
Oh, that would have been bad. I like the fact that Matt Willis also went, I never thought I'd ever be friends with Dean Gaffney. That's quite funny. There's a follow-up. You know those naughty kids that were in the paper last week or the week before?
The really ugly ones.
Yeah, there's a follow-up on them. They're trying to change their ways. There's a little... They still look naughty, though, don't they? They've still got attitude on them. They're both folding their arms, looking down at the camera. But then I think the camera's taking a picture in such a way. But they still look naughty, even if they have changed their ways.
So in what way are they meant to have changed their ways?
I don't know. I didn't bother reading it. But the dad says they've turned over a new leaf, so they stopped saying goodbye to things. Take That, the musical. Apparently, it's the Mirror exclusively revealed on Saturday that their plans to stage a West End show at the end of next year. Take That songs.
Brilliant.
I thought they could base it around Babe. That's a beautiful story.
Oh, yeah. Child with the eyes in his head.
Yeah. Absolutely. The Wiggles. Have you ever heard of the Wiggles? It's quite likely you haven't. They're this weird Australian. There's four of them, Australian men, and they just sing songs for kids. It's like preschool stuff. They wear wacky coloured t-shirts and do a dance. And one of them has had to leave, Greg, because he's got heart problems. They've been doing it for 10 years, and the Wiggles, here's a fact, are the highest paid Australian earners.
Wow.
If that makes sense. Or entertainers. Highest paid entertainers. They earned £20 million last year. I don't know if that's each or between them, but still.
Well, they must be very popular. I mean, I suppose things like, you know, the singing kettle and who sells a lot that used to do the pleasants.
The Happy Gang.
They did extraordinarily well.
But not, I don't think they earned £20
million. No.
But anyway, yeah, the Wiggles. I have seen a clip of the Wiggles. It was horrible.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are they like a latter-day Rod Jones and Fred?
A little bit like that. That's the closest you could get to them.
They were brilliant.
A bit more sinister.
More sinister?
The Wiggles are.
Yeah. Oh,
because there's not a girl.
Yeah. Ooh. And one of them's got a heart condition. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, all the bumming.
All the bumming of the children. Fatties are to get dance lessons on the NHS.
Excellent.
What do you think that's a good idea?
Well, it seems like a bit of a waste of money. But it can't cost that much. you hire a church hall, get some dancer in. Carol Smiley could do it. She's finished the competition now. She's moved into the bit.
I'm not sure what thing really.
If you're fat, though, you're fat and lazy.
You're not going to go to a dance class.
You're not going to see through, go, ooh, dancing. That's more exciting than going to aerobics. Mm. I suppose you might, because it probably is a little bit. On a similar tip, a guy's come out and he's released a video, or a DVD, sorry. This guy who's he's been teaching yoga for 20 years, so he's recently turned to comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's fused the two into a bloke's yoga, called Yoga for Fellas, with Trev the Yogic Builder. And he's doing yoga on a building site and wearing a hat and stuff. It's self-published.
Yeah, won't do very well. So this fireworks factory's blown up then?
Mm-hmm.
Our thoughts and our hearts go out to the dead firemen.
Ooh.
Oh. Must have looked pretty cool though. Mm. So, is it still going on?
Mm-hmm.
Should we go down later on?
Yeah, get up, look.
See some Catherine wheels.
Take some marshmallows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gordon Brown, this is a story from last week that I just remembered, so I've circled a picture of him. No, last week, George Osborne, he's gone down in my estimation.
Oh, why?
Him and Gordon Brown had a meeting or something. Gordon Brown left behind some notes. George Osborne picked up the notes, took them to a graphologist to analyse Gordon Brown's handwriting, and then got all the results published in the papers. It was like finding out when his birthday was and getting a reading of him and going, he's not going to be a very good Prime Minister. Look, he's a Sagittarius. That's what that's like to me.
Well, it's very creepy as well.
Yeah.
It's morally
reprehensible.
I don't think you should go around nicking somebody's notes.
And then getting their handwriting analysed and then going, that's why they shouldn't be Prime Minister.
I'm looking forward to him. You know, now Gordon's got a disabled kid.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron's got a disabled kid. Because Cameron, like, he had the upper hand.
He did, and now.
So I'm wondering what's going to happen next. Like, are they going to both kind of vie for the worst, like, for the most tragedy? Because Gordon Brown was willing to start with because he had a baby that died.
Yeah.
So, you know, are they going to be having, like, my kid's most back than your kid type rows? Or maybe there'll be, like, some sudden death.
They should bring in some other families, other members of the family.
Yeah.
Like mums and things.
Drug addicts. Mm-hmm. Maybe after Tony like steps down, he'll become a heroin addict. Gordon will have to like look after him. Make sure he's getting his methadone.
Well, he could well do, because MPs are now demanding salary rise. They want a 66% rise, which, you know, that sounds a bit greedy. But even with a 66% rise, they'd only be earning £100,000, which is a lot, obviously, in comparison to what we earn.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it's only, as they're saying, we're MPs, it's only the same amount as GPs and council chiefs earn. Can we earn that much as well, please, can we? Actually, you think, well, it's not outrageous.
I don't know, I think the GP's more important.
So I think a GP is more important, but, you know, if you're a headmaster of a school and you've worked for long enough, you can earn 70,000.
Mm-hmm. You know. I think a headmaster's more important.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think they do a harder job.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, what they get, that's a 60% rise. They get paid practically nothing, though, MPs.
So does that make you want to marry them more or less?
I don't know.
George Osborne, would you now or wouldn't you?
Oh, I've gone off him now.
Really?
I think he's full of hokum.
You're totally...
Yeah, he's going to have to do a lot to charm me back.
Yeah? What, like?
I don't know, he's going to have to do something really twinkly.
I'd like do a Christmas song or something.
Yeah,
Christmas number one.
Yeah, come out and say you really love to take that. And you'd learn the dance routine and dance with Gary.
Talking of people who really love take that.
Yeah.
Peter Kay.
Oh, what an arsehole.
Now, you know, he was obsessed, apparently. This was in the news a while ago. He's obsessed with Billy Joel, and he went on every single tour date of Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Which is weird. He's done the same. He did the same with Take That.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, apparently. But then
why did he go on
stalking
and spoil
them?
The audience with Take That by babbling on too long?
Well, he's incapable.
Self-centred arsehole.
He's incapable of not doing that. But
if he had sung Amarillo, I said this at the time to you in a text, but if he had got one, I would have made it my life's mission to hunt him down and kill him.
Yeah.
What, but he didn't, so it's fine, I don't have to become an assassin. Hello, I'm Domino Harvey. Anyway, there's a lot to be getting on with. I've got some exciting stuff coming up for you in the newsbox, so let's move on.
Okay.
Peter Kay, though, weird. And
weird, and, you know, it's weird how he's changed. It's like Hale and Pace, they used to be cutting edge. Like Peter Kay, he used to be quite good, you know. The Phoenix Knights was quite a, you know...
I think innovative.
The first series, you could compare it to The Office, and it's, you know... Say that again?
I don't like as much as The Office.
No, me neither. But it was,
my dad likes it, you know, more than The Office, though.
It's so great. There's a lot of good about it, and yet he's such a raving cunt.
I know, and the thing is, he's a very talented stand-up. He's very charming on stage. You see him, say, 10 years ago.
Like, garlic bread.
Garlic bread.
Last week, garlic
sliding
bread.
Sliding on your knees, pretending to be a kid at a wedding.
Yeah. The way you dance onto the dance floor.
Yeah.
And dance off it.
It's all very, very good, but he's pushed it all too far now.
Oh, it's very funny. Garlic bread.
Shut up. A British man is drowned on the first leg of an international triathlon in Thailand. If you can't swim, don't enter triathlon because swimming's part of it.
Mm. Oh dear.
If you can't swim, this is another one, it's a water-based thing. A prostitute who vanished 2 weeks ago has been found dead in a brook 10 miles away. She's not been seen in 2 weeks. Apparently, her death is being treated as suspicious. Who'd have thought it? Who'd have thought it was suspicious that a prostitute hadn't been seen for 2 weeks and ended up in a stream somewhere? Who'd have thought that would be suspicious? Because prostitutes often just wander off, don't they? They go like to go find themselves and wander around the countryside and bathe in streams. That's what they do.
But I suppose they have to like wash all the blood off them somewhere. And where do they go? Like, because they're always on the street, aren't they? Shagging dustbins. So. It makes sense that they would go to a stream to like wipe themselves down a bit so the tights aren't stuck to the skin.
Yeah.
And tend on your American tan tights.
Crotchless.
Ooh, dirty prostitutes. They're as bad as a prostitute.
They're bad as a prostitute. Carry on.
There's an old woman. She's 120.
She's still jolly.
Her secret to a long life.
Can I guess? Gin and fags.
Getting stoned all the time. She lives with her 92-year-old daughter.
Fucking hell!
72-year-old grandson.
That's a brilliant. And I love them, and they're just stoners.
Yeah, there's a picture of her with a massive joint in her head.
Wicked.
She looks really happy, actually.
I'm not surprised. That's good. I like that story.
Should we start doing that?
I feel like I've been there, done that.
Well, maybe we should go back.
Maybe we should.
I mean, fuck it.
I mean, we've not got a very well ventilated office. I don't know if we could do it here. We just go to that. We work in Camden. We just do it in the street.
No, but I mean, you know,
we've got a ready supply out there.
It's easy to get hold of. Maybe we should just start just taking loads of drugs.
We could do. I'm not so keen on the smoking thing.
No.
Really? Not now. You know, you've given up smoking. It's going to involve smoking, so I have to just go hardcore and start injecting.
It would have to be
heroin.
If it was pure grass and not mixed with any tobacco,
we could make cakes.
It would be okay. Space cakes. We could cook them in the microwave.
Brilliant. Let's do that. Okay. This is the
last time I had space cake. I was really sick. Yeah.
Right. Take that. They're top of the album charts and the single charts.
Hooray!
Brilliant. And despite Peter Kay. Now, this is the special I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears. She's in the papers this week for wearing knickers.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to explore the phenomenon of Britney, Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan, them becoming friends. And the other day, did you read on Holy Moly, who suggested that Britney Spears not wearing her pants was like an initiation ceremony. So who do you want to look at first? Whose cunt would you like to look at first? Let's go
Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, Lindsay Lohan. I'm bringing her up on the screen now. Lindsay Lohan crotch. I've looked these all up. You think they're quite easy to find, but it took a bit of doing. It's like a chicken fillet. There's a...
Wow, she's really genuinely not wearing any knickers.
She's not wearing any knickers. She is shaved.
Yeah.
Very, very bare.
Do you shave?
No, it's not natural. A doctor has come out and said it's unhealthy to not wear knickers all the time. You might spread infections, I guess, on car seats and things. So that's Lindsay. Do you want to see Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
There's her flashing her bits. Sorry, just take a minute. There we are. Now, she looks like she's not shaved. There's a bit, I don't know what that bit of string is. I just don't think it's a tampon. Also, her legs look a bit fatty there, which is quite interesting for such a skinny girl. She's wearing a spotty dress. Oh, just to prove it is her, we'll look at her face as well. There we are.
Oh, well,
it could be anyone.
It could be anyone, but it is her.
So, do you want to see Britney Spears' cunt?
Yes, please. I've seen Paris's cunt before, actually.
Have you?
But I've never seen Britney's cunt.
Here comes Britney's. Now, the thing is with Britney, the difference, I mean, not looking at it especially, is that she's had two children have come out of that. That's a mummy's cunt. It's somehow, in some way, disrespectful. What about when little Sean Preston grows up and goes, Mum, what did you do after you split up with Dad? I went round and showed everyone my twat.
What's interesting is it looks like she's on the rack.
That's a little bit she's shaved as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's the crotches. I looked them up for you so you could see them.
Oh, thanks. I think Paris has got the nicest one.
Yeah. I think Lindsay Lohan's frightened me a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit alien.
I mean, the thing is, they're never... I mean, you know, it's very difficult to take a nice picture, I imagine.
Well, especially if you're just getting out of a car.
Because it's going to be all twisted.
But it's interesting that this is now, you know, what people do to...
Does this mean that loads of kids are now going to think...
When they go out.
That's quite a good idea to not wear any knickers so you can, it's easier to get fingered.
Well, it's not hard to get fingered even if you're wearing knickers, is it? Only knickers.
I suppose. Yeah, you could just pull them to one side, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting. So that's a celebrity crotch special there. I don't know if we really want to post those pictures on our blog, but maybe links to them,
well,
if you're interested.
Probably do.
There's Britney from behind.
Oh no. She's got her flaps are dangling down.
I can't prove it is Britney because I think she's bending over.
Yeah, it's actually. Britney. I mean, you can't tell. Those flaps could have been photoshopped on, but it is her.
Right, there we go. I'm going to get these off my computer now. I feel like a pervert.
I might start doing that.
Not flushing your twat.
I'm not flushing the twat, no knickers.
Well, the doctor says I'm hygienic. Britney's leaving herself open to infection.
But in unhygienic in what way?
Well, I think you're going to get infections up there.
But how? Why?
If you sit on a car seat where Paris Hilton's been, you're going to catch crabs off her.
And if she was wearing knickers?
And you might get a bit of rasp. You might sit on the raspy seat on the tube. I mean, not the tube. Come on. They're going around in limos. You're going in on the silver link, right?
Yeah.
Wearing a tiny skirt, rides up, you've got no knickers on. Imagine what you can catch from a silver link seat.
Might get a husband.
We might also get a nasty rash.
Or, how's about we start wearing fur?
No.
Because Kate Moss has, and frankly, she can do no wrong in my eyes.
She is responsible for all the ills of the world, as we well know. Guns and what was the other thing she was responsible for?
Guns, drugs,
that sort of
everything.
Thing. She's now responsible for killing all the little animals.
Britney and
that's made out of guinea pigs, Sina.
Britney's
wearing one made out of guinea pigs.
No, she's not. She's wearing one where it's made out of a chimpanzee. Posh and you know, the twat that we've just seen, Britney. Both wearing fake. Kate.
She didn't have any fur on her cunt. It's funny that she'd want to put it on her shoulders.
I suppose she's chilly.
She's all fur coat and no knickers, that Britney Spears.
So, I mean, it's not like fur, though, is it? Pubes.
No.
It's not like
fur. But it is, of course, natural. Chris Martin.
They have a beard, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone should have a beard, especially you. Chris Martin is stunned by his sex symbol status. He says, I just see a slightly baldy man who likes to write music. Were you? I'm slightly stunned by Chris Martin's sex symbol status. Are you?
Me too. Where did that come from? Who said it?
I don't know.
Why?
Kylie's back at number one. Not with any music, but with her perfume.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to take that from number one 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, there's still that. She's got perfume out called Zara. And she's got this children's book out. Have you seen it? It's called, like, Showgirl Princess. It's got a picture of Kylie on the front, and it's really garish and awful, like Barbie. It's horrible. Mylene hopes to design a bikini range now she's left the jungle. An insider says she knows her fame could run out at any time.
So she's going to design a bikini, is she? Is it by any chance going to be just... just the same as any other bikini, and a bit like the one she wore in the jungle.
Yeah, it's going to be a series of triangles all held together with white ties. She didn't just wear a white one, that was the one she was photographed in most, though, because you could see her nipples best.
Tina!
Emmerdale actor Ben Freeman has been charged with raping a British woman while on holiday in the Caribbean.
Yeah, there's a picture in here, though, of her giving him a blowjob.
Really? I want to see it. He was also in, I think he was in a Great Chill as well.
He was, yeah. Ooh.
So you think that she's been pictured giving him a blowjob, you think that's,
well,
doesn't look like she's being forced, does she?
No.
Oh, women are awful sometimes, aren't they?
Yep. Most of the time.
Jacob's Creek, the wine, they're going to... ditch corks. They're going for screw caps because it's easier for tramps to drink in the streets.
Oh, that'd be easier. Oh, I'm glad about that. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Apparently today, everyone's going to go shopping mad on the internet and they're going to spend about £180 million today on the internet. I finished my Christmas shopping nearly, so I'm not going to join in that.
I've done some.
I've run out of money, unfortunately.
I keep getting outbid on this accordion, and then every time they send me a second chance offer, it's only 24 hours, so I don't see it in time to do it. I'm an idiot.
They've done a death special in the metro today.
Death special?
Jeez, poo.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. If you type death into Google, one of the first results you'll get is deathclock.com. It works out how long you have to left. According to the site, Prime Minister Tony Blair is expected to die on Monday, February the 15th. 2027.
Your birthday?
Yeah, it would be my 52nd birthday.
Shackleton's birthday as well.
He's, of course, he's dead, so he didn't really have a birthday.
No.
Death Clock. He has an anniversary of his birth.
Deathclock.com.
Yeah. Deathclock.com. I imagine you have to answer a series of questions like, do you smoke?
Yeah.
How much do you drink?
How old will he be when he dies then?
I don't know, how old is he now? 47, 49?
That kind of mood.
He'd be about 72.
So he's not got a long life.
No, well, he's got that heart condition, hasn't he? James Bond star Daniel Craig is the celebrity most women fantasise about while in bed with a partner, followed by X Factor judge Simon Carroll. That's their favourite. I didn't even read that, but that's hilarious. Cerebrals. Men fantasise about Cheryl Football Wags, Abigail Clancy, and Cheryl Cole more than Pamela Anderson or Jordan. Website, it's my fantasy. No, what world are we living in? I think it says something about the sort of people that answer these surveys, really. I went to see James Bond last night.
Yeah, do you now fancy him?
Yeah.
Really?
A little bit. He's pretty fucking good.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good film. Oh, yeah. You would. He's very happy, he's cool and tough. He's quite sensitive as well.
You'd do Peter Kay.
No, I wouldn't. How dare you?
Well, I'm sure you've said it before.
I've never, ever said I'd do Peter Kay. I'm sorry. I draw the line. If you're a man having an affair, you should maybe get a copy of the Metro today. There's a voucher in it for Licenza lingerie. Buy one, get one free. You can get a Lovelace bra and brief set. Get one for your wife, one for your mistress. I will say that the sensor is shit, though. So
is it shit? The knickers fall apart.
It's not good. They don't fit very well, and they generally have a picture of Snoopy on or something like that.
Ooh.
Are you on the death clock now? I think it's going to take you a while to do that after you post the results.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow, but what we can do is work out which one of us is going first, so then we can plan who's doing funeral arrangements.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll do that. Have you got any more news? Because I'm out. I'm out of news.
There's that house that's it's only £1,000 because it's about to collapse into the earth and kill everybody inside it.
If you were rich, would you buy it? Just for a laugh?
No. I don't think I would.
Take that, Mark's going to get married.
Yeah.
I tell you what, a lot of take that news. Who'd have thought that 2 years ago? When we started Newsbox.
Who'd have thought it?
Who'd have thought we'd do a day where there's take that number one and number one.
And number one.
And Mark getting married and there's going to be take that the musical. Who'd have thought that?
I loved with every bone in my body that programme the other night.
Oh, yeah.
When they started dancing and even Gary was like crossing it, doing like dance moves like
And then Jason did some break dancing. My favourite bit is when all the backing dancers came on and some of them did a forward roll.
It's just to see a group of men all, you know,
in the 30s, all, you know, well, apart
doing
from Jason,
dance routines. Dads. Like, you just don't see that anymore.
That was great, wasn't it? It was a great programme. I did kind of, until the end, I was like, Robbie's going to come on the screen. I didn't think he'd be there, but I thought he'd appear on the screen going, "No, lads."
I think it would have been wrong if he had gone, because he'd be sat, he'd be seeing
everyone would have been waiting for it, maybe that reason.
It's nothing to do with their current success. And who was it that said the other day that he's going to shoot himself in the face?
Oh, no, that's not funny.
I think it was...
Is it Jonathan Wilkes?
No, because he'd try and stop it from happening.
Louis
Walsh is gay.
No, is he?
Yeah, it says in the paper. Do you already know that?
Well, they've been making... Every week, whenever I've seen X Factor, which is only maybe twice, Simon Cowell's made some hilarious jokes about Louis being a gay. In Pop Bitch, they always go about how Louis dribbling, and holy moly, Louis dribbling over Eaton Road. And apparently his transport fees for X Factor are twice as much as anyone else because his boyfriend gets a separate cab and hides under a blanket. Well, who's he going out with then? A young boy?
He's going out with the, you know, the Muckamucker?
Yeah.
He's going out with the personal trainer of Mucker.
The one that Mucker's going out with?
Supposedly.
Interesting. That's quite squalid. Okay, let's finish now, because you're obviously desperate to go to the toilet. We've done 28 minutes.
Right, so, bye.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Do that tomorrow.
Okay, goodbye.